Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Rotary Club President Brett Pearson about their 30th annual Turkey Dinner fundraiser happening from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Monday at the United Presbyterian Church.
The Rotary Club is having its annual turkey dinner that's making a return this year. What usually goes on? What is served during this turkey dinner?
So we do a grilled turkey, and then we also have a baked potato, coleslaw, and a dessert, and also a roll. Our desserts this year will be cake and then a peanut butter and chocolate brownie. And we are going to be offering, it's kind of normally the turkey dinner is both takeout and dine in. This year we're going to not do the takeout. Instead, we're going to do kind of a drive up. That way we can get people circulated through a little bit more quickly because we're anticipating more people want to drive up. We are still offering the eat-in option. So if you'd like to eat in, absolutely come and join us at the UP Church. But if you're more comfortable picking up your food and in your car, we're happy to accommodate you that way as well.
Is this the only dinner type fundraiser that the club hosts annually, or are there other ones usually?
This is our biggest fundraiser, and this is the only dinner that we do. It's our chief fundraiser, funds most of our major projects, so yeah.
And what would those projects be, if you can share some?
Yeah, absolutely. We're involved in the community a number of different ways. We give 2 scholarships each year to graduating high school students at Washington High School. We've donated to the Y, to the high school auditorium, our current 100th anniversary project, because last year was actually our 100th anniversary for Washington Rotary, is we're building a shelter or pavilion out at the new wellness park, just north of the Y there. And that's going to be our 100-year project. Been something we've wanted to do since last year, and it's been kind of a slow go getting everything going, but we are very excited that we're going to be able to fund that both with a grant from Rotary International and then also through our own funds as well. So, and the turkey dinner is one of the things that contributes to that. So,
do you have an estimate on how much total this project is costing?
The project overall is going to be around $35,000, and that's going to cover the building of the pavilion, all the pieces. And we're actually going to try and raise additional funds to put some furniture out there, picnic tables and whatnot, so that people can enjoy it whenever they're out there for baseball games, soccer games, what have you.
So how soon is the club hoping to get work started on that shelter?
I'm not sure. We're still talking with our the people who are helping us with construction. Then also, we haven't exactly picked out the exact location. It's not something we're necessarily picking out. We're in conjunction with the city, finding a good spot that's going to serve everybody best out there. So,
how does it feel to be having the turkey dinner again after 2 years now?
We're very excited to have it again. It's been the kind of refrain for this last 2 years has been all of the things that we have missed out on, the things that we haven't been able to do, and or the things that we can't do. This is something we can do. Even if it's a little bit different, it's not what we're used to. I'm very excited to be able to offer this again too. It's both just it's a good fundraiser for us, but then it's also a lot of fellowship with the Rotary Club, which we have every week, but then also we get to share that with the community, that fellowship. So I'm excited for that. I know that the club is very excited. It's something we definitely missed both fundraising wise, obviously, but then I think also just the camaraderie and the fellowship amongst the club members, that was missed a lot last year with not having the turkey dinner. So we're excited. I'm excited. Hoping lots of people come. So, yeah.
Does the club sell tickets for the dinner in advance?
Yes, primarily in advance, just to get our food needs measured out appropriately, because we don't want to have a lot of leftover and wasted food. So, yes, we do sell them in advance. You can buy them at, I believe, Washington State Bank, and there's a couple other places who are escaping me now. But, yeah.
So the drive-through option, will that just be done in the parking lot of the church?
We're still working out the details on that. We will have lots of signs out the day of, and probably when I say day of, I mean like the morning of. So you'll be able to kind of see coming in. We're going to do our best to make sure we have a nice flow of traffic going through so that we can keep everything moving and not have people waiting too long. So,
what would you say is the mission of Rotary, or at least particularly for the Washington Club here?
With Rotary, we have what we call the four-way test, and the first of that, is it the truth? The second, is it fair to all concerned? Third, will it build goodwill and better friendships? And fourth, will it be beneficial to all concerned? That is, I think, every project that we take under, that is our mindset. That's the first place we start, and we're able to do that both in the community, both with our just our own personal time and then also financial contributions, and then, of course, on the international scale as well. Both, again, we have had members who have contributed internationally, been able to commit their time internationally.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Rotary Club President Brett Pearson about their 30th annual turkey dinner fundraiser happening from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Monday at the United Presbyterian Church. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.